There was mention in an early edition of the Concord Advocate that a Chinese man by the name of Yi Li operated a restaurant. Where is unknown, but it may have been on the site of Ben's Cozy Cabins on First Street, where the Graham Pharmacy building sits today. Yi Li was still in Concord in the late 40s and early 50s, but he operated a laundry out of the log house on the above-mentioned property. The Bevins ran a confectionery and fruit store on First Street, about where the Fence and Post restaurant sits today. It was later bought by Mr. John Bynum Sr., who enlarged it and turned it into a restaurant with his wife Annie cooking the meals. This was prior to World War I, but it closed in 1915 because John Bynum went overseas to fight in the war, and his wife followed him to nurse in an English hospital. This building eventually became known as the Elite Cafe, later the Seven Stars, and was operated under various owners such as Mr. Kwong or the Sinclair family. Circa 1920, the Waters family operated the White Cafe in the Howard Block, which today is the site of the Heavenly Outhouse. In 1916, Miss Ruth Webster started a tea room and confectionery in the Cochrane Hotel, after her father took it over and opened the People's Cash Store. In 1924, Mrs. Allen took over the tea room and moved it next door to the building which contained a pool hall and barber shop. In 1942, it was sold to Mrs. Enid Gammon and passed through the hands of the McCurdys in 1949, then to the Steinmetz family in 1955. It was later taken over by Mrs. Ellen Bryant. It started as Mrs. Allen's tea room, but ended by being called the Chinook Cafe. The Range Grill, situated behind the Rocky View Hotel on 2nd Avenue, was built by Eustace Bohay and sold to the Sailors in 1945. It was later bought by Laura Kells, and many of the girls in town had their first work experience working in the restaurant under Laura's watchful eyes. Mrs. Mabel Blow operated for a number of years. Then in 1966, Mr. Graff bought the building and sold it in 1967 to the Veselick family. They enlarged the building and it became known as the Ponderosa Restaurant. Charlie's Cafe on First Street, beside the Heavenly Outhouse, was a mainstay institution in the 60s to 80s in Cochrane. It was later sold and became the Cochrane Cafe. It was known for its friendly service and good homestyle meals and Chinese food. The first sort of fancy restaurant opened in the Cochrane Valley Shopping Center circa 1976 and was called the Kissin' Cousins. It was situated on the top floor and offered very good views over the Big Hill. In the late 1980s, Joan and Clarence Longeway opened the Home Quarter, which offered a fine dining experience on First Street. It was known for its Saturday night roast beef dinner and its homemade pies. The A1 Drive-In, where Totem Building is today, was opened by Irene and Bill Hawes in 1968. As the first drive-in, it was quite a novelty. In 1970, Joan Wong bought the business and operated it for many years. It was known for its hamburgers and great milkshakes.